Jeanette already introduced me. My name is Ira Zachary. I'm the Assistant Database Manager for the Missouri Cancer Registry, and basically I work with our web-based databases, and I manage four servers that we have at the Missouri Cancer Registry. So I will be looking at is the part of storing, integrating, and using the EHR data, because what I'm interested in, or what the way I look at it, is like, okay, you're bringing all this data into the cancer registry, where are we going to put it? So I have no relationships to disclose, and my co-authors are Nancy Cole, as Jeanette mentioned earlier, Jeanette and Alina Head. And I also want to acknowledge our funding and projects and agencies. And basically, the background is that with ERA, with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act and high tech, it requires more security and it requires more than just transitions through the EHR. We are applying the expanded security guidelines already that are required, but we have to prepare for changing information environments, and we have to get our the cancer registry ready for the incoming data. The purpose of my presentation is to describe the steps that we have been taken at the Central Cancer Registry to receive and process and incorporate electronic health record data while maintaining quality and security at the cancer registry. And our objectives are basically to explain the process of transmitting and receiving the data from electronic health records, and to identify some of the challenges in transferring the data from a clinic or physician office. Like I said, I will be looking at the incoming data. Alina was talking about how the data comes from the physician, and to list at least, you know, some benefits that we get of using EHR data as a reporting source. And basically those are hopefully that we get increased complete and accurate data on treatment and on more accurate diagnosis date. The methods that we used, basically we looked at the Missouri Cancer Registry, and we at first looked at our environment, how we are set up at our servers, how, you know, what our security is. We partnered with the IT department at the University of Missouri. We we partnered in auditing. Actually, we volunteered to be audited. We were the first department that was internally audited at the university level. And we identified potential problems, and the most risk that we had at the registry was Web Plus, which is a web-based program. And we were able to get that audited and take care of the risks that were identified. And then plan for the large amounts of EHR data that will be coming in. Like Alina explained, the records that are coming in, at the Central Cancer Registry, we are used to have of reports of maybe like two or three hospitals for one cancer, for one report of cancer. If you get EHR data, like she said, we might have 30 reports that are coming in, or 30 pieces of information that are coming in for one patient. So we need to first consolidate that record and determine where we consolidate that record, because it cannot happen in the main database. So we need to receive, process, and store that data at the Central Cancer Registry. So for the data to come in securely, that was not such a big problem for us. We also partnered with the university. They are using a program that's called MOVEit Central, which is like basically a secure automated transmission between servers. And they're using that basically for our financial transactions, for any human resource transactions at the university. So we were able to jump on with them and partner with them and use that same program. The other questions that we were asking is basically the cost. It is not as costly as it was to store data, but you still have an increased cost if you have data coming in and you need to store data, because you always have the increase of cost of backing up your data and for your server, to maintain your servers, and additional cost of data administration. So like I said, we use MOVEit Central, that basically is a secure automated file transfer between the between servers. And we our results are questions and solutions, because we are not at the part yet where we are getting actually large amounts of data, because we are just receiving test data. We are trying to basically plan for, like Alina said, we are trying to prepare for, to look at all the different angles and prepare for what the potential problems could be. So we identified as a possible solution, and that will be our solution, Email Plus as our software to have the records coming in and make the different pieces of records like one case. And Email Plus is one of the Registry Plus suite products that is free. And one of the other problems, big problems that we have, is interoperability. Like Alina mentioned really quick, I give like an example. Mapping of incoming data, the data that will coming from the electronic health record has CPT codes. And one example is CPT codes, like a biopsy of the skin has 11100 and 11101 as biopsy of the skin code. At the registry, like which the fourth codes, we have, this is just one example of one side of one, for the codes. We have numerous codes for biopsies that are used. So we have to, basically there's a big mapping problem and there's a big interoperability problem. So registries need, at registries, we need the staging information. That's the other problem we have. So basically, one of the big questions was when and how will the EHR record be imported into the Central Cancer Registry database, into our main database, where we keep the consolidated records for each case. Our possible solution at the Missouri Cancer Registry was that we somehow have to create a holding database, which we are using the Registry Plus product, CRS Plus right now is our main database, and we are actually potentially creating another standalone CRS Plus database, because in order to have those cases separate. Then the timing is also an issue. We have to make decisions on how long will we hold those cases in that holding database, and when will they become a case, and when will we be consolidating them with the main records. The next question that we had was what will be done with the records that are incomplete by the Central Cancer Registry and by national standards. Will we keep them in the holding database? How long and what are we going to do with them? And that part we have not determined yet, and we will decide once we will get more records in. Like I said, our options for and solutions were a standalone CRS Plus database that we can use for consolidation, and then bring that case in as one case into our main database. And here it's fairly sensitive to the options selected when running it. And so receiving, processing, and storing large amounts of data being streamed from a variety of EHRs presents still many challenges we are trying to think ahead, but I think there will be challenges that we haven't thought of and that we will probably have to deal with when the data is actually coming in. and it will lead to capture of previously unreported cancer cases as one of our main benefits. Any questions?
Do you have any